This part of your hand, the inside. Okay. And you might say somebody got mad and he doubled up both.
Doubled up his fists.
Okay. And if just one, you'd say he shook his.
I had no word for that.
Okay. Sometimes people get old and get stiff in their knees and elbows.
Well, now I call it arthritis. Used to call it rheumatism.
Okay, okay. What do you call these places where you get stiff?
Oh, elbow and knee.
Uh-huh, okay. Any word for all of them?
For what?
For all of them, any word for just... For
joint.
Okay. Let's see. Somebody who's been sick a while, but now he's up and around, you might say, well, he's okay, but he still looks a little bit...
Well, I don't know. That word convalescing is used when you're getting that to sickness, but that wouldn't fit in that question just right.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes the questions are strange. If a man is real big and muscular and can lift weights and stuff, you'd say he sure is big and...
Strong.
Okay. Any other words besides strong?
Well, it might be, but I can't think of it right quick.
Okay. How are we doing on time? A person who always has a smile on his face and he never loses his temper or anything, you'd say he sure is...
Easy going.
Okay. Any other words for it?
Tomorrow I might come up with something.
Yeah, tomorrow. When I'm not here, you'll think of 10. A boy who's in his teens and he's all...
Wait a minute, start all over again.
A boy who's in his teens, you know, he's a teenager, and he's all arms and legs and he's ready.
Gangly.
Okay. how many children do you have, did you tell me?
Seven.
Did you have...
I didn't have any.
Oh, okay. You have seven? I mean,
we have four boys and three girls.
I didn't know.
And 21, let me think about it, 21 grandchildren and 8 great-grandchildren. We have a mob.
You do have a mob.
December 24th, last night, was 36 people here in the house.
That's fantastic. I didn't realize you had that many children.
Yeah.
And do they all live in this area, or do they move away?
They kind of scattered. One grandson lives in Houston, one grandson lives in Utah. That's in the service.
Mm-hmm.
And their sister is an oral hygiene graduate and has a job in the dentist's office in Austin and works from Air Force Base. Then we have another grandson stationed in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of them in Houston. They're scattered all over the country, you might say.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like it.
And the son you met here, the county building, his oldest daughter is supposed to graduate from the Texas University next June. She's here now.
Mm-hmm.
And then his son is auto mechanic in a garage here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have three little children. Two of them are twins, but 8 years old or so, and a boy about 7, something like that.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I have 2 daughters working in Houston for a burglar alarm system. They have married children. Another daughter, she's at a 5 and 10, to a near Galveston, and she has seven grown children.
Mm-hmm.
And they have already had two grandchildren.
Already. Small.
So it's goes by leaps and bounds.
It really does. Amazing. You know, I have a friend who lives down here. She used to live at Eagle Lake.
Yeah.
And I knew her years and years ago, and I had lost her. I didn't know what happened to her. I hadn't seen her for 10 years. And last night, we drove down to Eagle Lake and to look her up. And, well, we couldn't find her in the phone book. And so we stopped at the post office, and we asked. You know, we said, well, I have a friend. But turned out, got a hold of somebody who knows her, you know. Well, she'd moved away. And she got married and moved someplace or other, and then her mother had moved somewhere else because her husband had died, and, you know, everybody was scattered. But she lives in Washington on the Brazos, in you know, not too far away. And she says, I called her last night and talked to her, and she just had a baby about 2 weeks ago.